Ever wished you had like a brainstorming buddy available all the time? You know, someone to help you bust through writer's block or like spark new ideas and stuff, maybe even polish your final draft. It's kind of the promise of ChatGPT for creative work, and that's what we're diving deep on today.
Yeah, and it's not really about like replacing humans or anything. It's more about giving a boost, you know? It's a tool that can amplify your own creativity, and not just with writing either, like across all sorts of stuff.
So we've got a great piece as our guide today, an excerpt from Elevating Creativity, Unlocking ChatGPT's Full Potential. And it's got like insights and research, even real-world examples. So by the end of this, you'll get how to use ChatGPT for your own creative stuff, and we'll even give you some techniques to get started.
Okay, so first things first, we need to make sure we're all on the same page here. ChatGPT, at its core, is it's AI. It's built on something called natural language processing.
So can you break that down a little? What does that actually mean for someone who's using it?
Imagine trying to teach a computer to understand not just like words, but the actual meaning behind them, the context, maybe even like emotion. That's what natural language processing is, and that's how ChatGPT can like read and write and even talk in a way that feels really human.
So it's not just spitting out stuff it's already been programmed with.
Nope, not at all. It learns and adapts, constantly refining its understanding based on all the data it's trained on. That's what makes it so powerful. It can handle tons of topics and all sorts of creative tasks.
There's this stat that really blew me away. ChatGPT can improve the quality of writing by up to 25%. That's not just faster, it's straight up better. Think about all the time saved on edits.
Yeah, absolutely. And that kind of leads into one of ChatGPT's most popular uses, helping writers with, you know, writer's block. I mean, think about it. 70% of writers struggle with that at some point. ChatGPT can be that little push you need to get those creative juices flowing again.
Oh, totally. I remember this one time I was working on a short story and like totally stuck on this one important scene. Having something like ChatGPT to bounce ideas off of or just to see it from another angle would have been huge.
And it's not just about getting unstuck either. Like, using AI for brainstorming, that can lead to, on average, 10 new ideas per session. That's way better than staring at a blank page waiting for inspiration.
Oh, tell me about it. And speaking of speed, get this. Writers who use AI for their first drafts can cut their writing time by like 40%. That's massive. Think of what you could do with all that extra time. Finish that novel you've been thinking about. Start a whole new creative project. It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And it's not just for people writing solo either. Collaborative writing teams get a big productivity boost too, up to 30% when they use AI.
So whether you're a novelist, a screenwriter, a blogger, or whatever, just imagine the possibilities. Getting your ideas out there faster with higher quality, that's a game changer.
And that brings us to something pretty important, which is the relationship between human creativity and AI. It's always changing. And it's not about, you know, AI taking over. It's about combining the best of both.
I love that idea. It's like having a superpower for your creativity.
You could say that. It's like a collaboration. And the cool thing is, you can actually make the AI fit your own needs.
Now that you mention it, I have heard a bit about that. Can you tell us more?
Well, there are tools like custom GPTs, which let you make a version of ChatGPT that's like tailored to your style and your requirements. And then you've got stuff like AI-powered design tools like Autodesk's Dreamcatcher, which can generate designs based on the parameters you give it.
Wait, hold on. AI can compose music too.
Oh, absolutely. There are tools like OpenAI's MuseNet, which can create a 4-minute musical piece
Yeah.
with 10 different instruments. It's really wild.
Okay, now I'm really curious. How do we tap into all this creative potential? What are the techniques and tools that we can use to get the most out of ChatGPT?
One of the keys is something called prompt engineering, which basically is all about how you craft the instructions you give to ChatGPT to get the results you want.
So it's kind of like being really specific with your order at a restaurant. You'll get a better meal if you tell the chef exactly what you want.
Exactly. The better your prompt is, the more detailed, the better ChatGPT can understand you. Then there are these advanced settings within ChatGPT, and you can tweak those to like really fine-tune what you get.
Sounds like there's a lot to explore. Where should we even start?
Don't be afraid to, you know, just play around. See what happens when you change different settings. You might find some hidden features you never knew about. And don't just stick to ChatGPT either. Think about using it with other creative tools, like especially for things like market research or SEO.
So it's all about being a lifelong learner when it comes to AI.
Exactly. Now let's talk about something else besides writing. ChatGPT is changing the world of visual art and design too.
Okay, this is where things get really interesting for me. We're talking about ChatGPT being able to create visuals, right? Based on text descriptions.
Yep, that's it. Imagine describing your like dream artwork in detail and then having AI actually make a visual for you.
Wow, that's incredible. What are some of the benefits of using AI that way?
For one thing, it unlocks a whole new level of creativity, especially for folks who maybe wouldn't consider themselves artistic. You know, it's like having a virtual assistant that can help you actually see your ideas. Plus, it makes creating art more accessible to people, even if they don't have the skills or training to create it the traditional way.
That's awesome. It really does democratize things, doesn't it? But with all new technology, there are always some like challenges and stuff to think about, right?
Right, of course. And that leads us to the next part of our deep dive. We're going to look at some of the potential downsides of AI-generated content and how to use it all responsibly.
So we talked about ChatGPT for writing and even visual arts, but the excerpt mentions it can be used for other creative stuff too. What about music?
Mm.
Like composing music? That always felt, I don't know, so human to me.
Yeah, it's true. Music and human emotion and expression, they're like super connected, right? But AI is starting to do some really cool stuff there, too. Remember those AI music tools we talked about? They're not just spitting out random notes. They actually analyze like huge amounts of existing music to understand patterns and harmonies and different styles and all that.
So you're saying AI could actually compose like a whole symphony?
Well, we're not quite there yet, but there are AI tools that can create entire pieces of music in all sorts of genres, like take Jukebox, for example.
Yeah.
It's been trained on, gosh, a massive library of songs. And it can make music that's like surprisingly good. It even gets stuck in your head sometimes.
No kidding. That's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Makes you wonder what's going to happen to like musicians. Are they going to end up collaborating with AI or competing with it?
That's a big question a lot of people are asking. Some see AI as a threat, others as like an opportunity. I think we'll probably see some kind of hybrid thing, you know, where musicians use AI as a tool to make their own stuff even better, to experiment with new sounds, maybe even to like get past creative blocks.
Speaking of blocks, I was reading that ChatGPT can help speed up the whole creative process.
Yeah.
Any specific examples of how that works?
Oh, tons. One way is by giving ChatGPT like very specific prompts to get past writer's block. Instead of just staring at a blank page, you can feed it a few sentences or ideas and then ask it to come up with possibilities. Dialogue for your characters, plot twists, all sorts of stuff.
So it's like a brainstorming partner that's always there and full of ideas.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not just about like brand new content. ChatGPT can also help you improve stuff you've already written. It can suggest better ways to say things or point out where your arguments could be, I don't know, stronger or more convincing.
That's super helpful, especially for people who, you know, tend to get stuck in their own heads when they're writing.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like having an editor on call 24/7.
Totally. And speaking of editing, ChatGPT can really change the game for things like proofreading or fact-checking. It can find typos and grammar mistakes that you might miss, and it can even help you make sure your information is accurate, check your sources, things like that.
Man, that would save so much time and energy.
Yeah.
You could focus on the creative side of things and let ChatGPT take care of the boring stuff.
Mm.
So what about visual arts? How does ChatGPT speed things up there?
One of the coolest things is how it can create those early sketches and mock-ups. Like, imagine you're an artist. You could describe a scene or a character to ChatGPT, and it could generate, I don't know, a bunch of different versions in different styles.
That's amazing. It would save artists so much time, especially in those early stages. And it could even give them new ideas they hadn't thought of.
Exactly. And then you've got AI tools that can take those initial ideas and refine them even more. Like, there are tools that can automatically colorize black and white images or create 3D models from 2D sketches. Pretty wild.
It really does sound like AI is changing everything for like creative professionals. But what about the rest of us? Regular people who aren't artists or writers or musicians, can we still use ChatGPT?
Oh yeah, definitely. One of the best things about ChatGPT is how accessible it is. You don't have to be like a tech expert or anything to use it. It's a great tool for anyone who wants to get in touch with their creative side or just have fun trying new things.
Okay, so what are some like fun and easy ways people can start using it in their everyday lives?
Well, one thing you could try is using it to like write a poem.
Yeah.
Or a short story. Just give it a starting point and see what it comes up with. It might surprise you.
I like that. It's a fun way to get those creative juices flowing. What about something more, I don't know, practical?
Oh, ChatGPT can help with practical stuff too. It can write personalized greeting cards or emails, come up with social media posts, even help you brainstorm gift ideas. It's really versatile.
Those are great ideas. It really can be used for all sorts of stuff. But I'm guessing there's some things that, ChatGPT isn't so great at.
Right, of course. Like anything, it has its limits. One thing to remember is that it's still, under development. So sometimes it can give you stuff that's a little weird or doesn't make sense.
So it's important to use your own judgment. Don't just trust ChatGPT blindly.
Yeah, that's key. And remember that, like, ChatGPT is a reflection of all the data it was trained on. So there could be some biases in there, just something to be aware of.
Good point. We have to use it responsibly and thoughtfully, especially when it comes to creative expression. Now, I'm curious about the future of ChatGPT and AI in general. What kind of cool stuff might we see in the coming years?
Well, one exciting area is creating AI tools that are even more like personalized and customizable. Imagine having a version of ChatGPT that's trained on your own writing style or your artistic preferences. The possibilities are endless.
That would be amazing. It'll be like having a creative partner who knows you inside and out. What else?
Another thing people are working on is making AI tools that can understand and respond to human emotions. Imagine creating music or art that actually evokes specific feelings. That would be something else.
It's incredible to think about how far AI has come in such a short time.
It really is, and it's definitely going to keep playing a huge role in creativity.
So what does it all mean for the future of, well, creativity itself? Will AI end up taking over the jobs of artists and writers and musicians?
I think that's a question everyone's asking, but honestly, I think it's more likely that AI will just change how creative work is done. Instead of, getting rid of it altogether, some tasks might become automated so that human creators can focus on the higher level stuff, things that require real creativity, critical thinking, and emotional intelligence.
So it's not necessarily a threat, it's more like a change.
Yeah, exactly. And that change is going to bring both challenges and opportunities. We'll need to learn new skills and adapt as AI becomes more common in creative work, maybe specialize in certain areas, or learn how to work together with AI.
Sounds like lifelong learning is going to be even more important in the age of AI.
Absolutely. And
Okay,
it's not
boss.
just about technical skills either. It's about developing our critical thinking skills, being aware of the ethical side of things, and being able to adapt to new situations.
So adaptable, responsible, always learning. Those are some good principles to keep in mind as we move into this new world of AI.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
As we wrap up this part of our deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all this?
Well, I think the most important thing is to remember that AI is a tool, right? And it's up to us how we use it to make sure we're using it in a way that helps people and makes our creative potential even better.
That's a great reminder. And as we, explore the world of creative AI, we have to do it with a sense of curiosity and responsibility and be open to the unknown. It really feels like we're, the start of something brand new with creativity. But I gotta be honest, I still have some questions. We've been talking about AI as a tool, but even the best tools can be like misused, right? As AI becomes a bigger part of the creative process, what are some of the downsides we should be thinking about?
You're definitely right to be asking that. One of the biggest things people worry about is the potential for AI to be used to create content that's misleading or even harmful. Like a deep fakes are a good example. Those videos where it looks like someone's saying or doing stuff they never actually did, that's all AI.
I've seen this. They're crazy convincing. It's kind of scary to think about that technology being used to, like, spread lies or ruin someone's reputation.
Oh, for sure. It's a serious thing. And it shows just how important it is to be, critical. When we see stuff online or on TV, we need to get better at figuring out what's real and what's AI generated. And honestly, be careful about anything that sounds too good to be true or just plays into our own
It's
biases.
like we need a whole new set of skills, right? For how to understand media in the age of AI.
Yeah, exactly. And it goes beyond just like being critical of the stuff we see. It's about being responsible, If we're using AI to create stuff, we need to be upfront about it. We can't use it to trick people or like manipulate
That
them.
makes sense. It's on us to use these tools ethically. What are some other potential problems with using AI for creative work?
Well, one thing that comes up a lot is jobs. Like, will AI eventually replace all the human artists, writers, musicians? It's a good question, and it's complicated.
Yeah, I figured it wouldn't be a simple yes or no.
Nope. It's more likely that AI will just kind of change how creative work happens, not get rid of it completely. Some things might become automated, which would actually free up human creators to focus on the things that really require a human touch, like, the real creativity, critical thinking, emotional
So
stuff.
not a threat, but more like a shift.
Yeah, exactly. And that shift comes with like good things and bad. As AI gets more involved in creative work, we'll have to adapt, learn new skills, maybe become super specialized in something, or learn to work well with AI as like a partner.
So lifelong learning is more important than ever.
Totally. And not just the techie stuff. It's about being able to think critically, being aware of ethics, and being ready for change, you know, rolling with the punches.
Adaptable, responsible, always learning. Good stuff to remember as we, go further into this AI world. What's the one thing you want everyone listening to remember from all of this?
Approach AI with like a sense of wonder and curiosity, but also, don't just accept everything. Be a little skeptical. Think critically. AI is powerful, but it's not magic. It's up to us to use it the right way to help make our creativity better and hopefully make the world a little better too.
That's a great way to put it. This deep dive has given everyone a taste of what ChatGPT can do, and AI and creativity as a whole. Now is your turn to explore, experiment, create, ask questions, and never stop learning. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.